Hey, I'm back. It's Stefano, known as Slandy, here on Audioboo. And just a quick run through of the equipment and the workflow I use when I'm doing my octavers. Simon, in a question he asked about Boss Jock, mentions using GarageBand on the iOS. I do use GarageBand to do my octavers, but I use it on my Mac, not on my iOS. And I found it so far to be very good. It's giving me very good results, so I'm very, very happy with it. Originally, I wanted to use the digital audio workstation called Reaper. I could have, because it has more or less the same drag and drop interface. However, I had not used GarageBand for quite some time and sort of wanted to get back into it and learn it again. And boy, have I ever. There's still some things that I know it does that I haven't touched upon yet. Hang on, I'm going to pause for a second. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. There was just a lot of traffic and a lot of noise. It seems my daughter has a pedagogical day today and isn't going to school, but definitely that's not the same for all these fine folks going to work this morning. So, let's get back to Octaver. So I use GarageBand to do the final mixing, and I also use GarageBand, or I did use GarageBand for the first three episodes to actually record my voice with a microphone, two mics in fact, which I mentioned, I think. Yes. No, I didn't actually. I mentioned it in a private boo to somebody. But I'm using a Shure mic. I can't remember right now the model number, but it's almost like a DJ mic. It's not a really good microphone. The second one I used, which is the one I think that's given me so far the best result, is an Electro Voice microphone. And I have a story about that, which I will share with you, but not right now. I'll share it with you sometime on Saturday. Okay, so tomorrow, expect a story about a microphone, a very entertaining story about a microphone and me, or this microphone and me, and a very famous musician. I'll just put it that way. Okay. So I've been using this Electro Voice microphone, and it's not bad. However, I think the sound output is not enough to drive the preamp in my mixer. Now, the mixer is a Behringer, I think that's how you pronounce it, Behringer 8-channel mixer. And that feeds into the audio in of my Mac. And right now my problem is I seem to be having a bit of noise coming from the microphone. At first I thought I was hearing it just through the mixer or through the headphone amplifier of the mixer, because that's how I monitor my feed. But no, indeed, there is that hiss. So I tried to cut it back with the equalizer on the mixer itself, but it didn't quite do the job. So I'm going to have to investigate a little bit further. However, that's all for naught, because just this past week, I took the plunge and I bought a condenser microphone. Supposedly one that's gotten very good reviews. It's a AKG Perception 220. So it's a 1-inch diaphragm, large diaphragm condenser microphone, which should give me very good results. I can't wait to try this microphone out. And I got it at a really good price on eBay, so that's another plus. I wasn't out really to buy a new microphone, but of late I've been sort of toying with the idea of doing a few more podcasts, and I may have an interview lined up with a friend of mine who we we've been kind of toying with the idea of doing an interview or a chit-chat, a little bit like Paul does, Paul Omani does on Omani Blog. But at the moment, anyway, I figure if nothing else, I got it for a good price and I can use it in my audio booth. I'm just trying to think of, oh yes, now, yesterday, and in fact, every Thursday, Friday, and probably every weekend from now till the end of October for October, I'll be using my Zoom H4 handy recorder to record the voiceovers for those days' Octavers. Because, well, I'm a little bit self-conscious of doing it, doing the voiceovers in the house when everybody's home, and Thursdays and Fridays I go to work, so I can't. And by the time I get home, I need to have at least done the voiceovers to then mix it all up in GarageBand. Oh, excuse me. Now, I had a bit of a problem with that because, as you can well imagine, the dynamics are completely different when I'm working in right there with the music, and I can listen to it, I can cue it up, I can see how the music flows. And sometimes even at the end of the piece of music, when it's fading out, I fire up the microphone. So I get the energy from the music just as I come back into doing the voiceover. Something I don't have when I'm doing these isolated voiceovers with my H4. You'll notice that today too. I'm going to be doing the same thing around lunchtime. I'm going to take a break for lunch at work and then sit in the car, which is probably the quietest place that I have, and then do my voiceover bits for inclusion tonight in the Octaver. Now, tonight's going to be a little bit difficult because we have some friends coming over for coffee, so I don't know when I'll actually be able to do the... hang on. Okay, sorry about that. I had Runkeeper talking to me again in my earbuds. It distracted me. So, what was I saying? Oh, wow. Hang on, I'll be back. So, using my Zoom H4, there's a certain disconnect between the music and my voiceovers. And you may have noticed that a little bit in my fourth episode of Octaver, although I did an extensive amount of editing of the voiceover, removing ums and oohs and whatevers, all these different noises that I was making because I was very distracted. I was sitting in the car in the parking lot, and there were people coming and going and people staring at me in the car. So it was very distracting. And today won't be any different. Although I do plan on finding a lonelier stretch of road on my way home and just kind of parking the car to the side there and doing my voiceovers then, just on the way home. I think that will be the best way. And I'll see how that goes. But definitely... Monday morning, I'll be back at the microphone in front of the computer where, I don't know, it just feels more natural. It feels more with the flow of the music. And I'm in the moment of picking the music sometimes. So it's all very, almost have as a live feeling. Okay, that's it. Hope that answers Mac's question. And I wish you all a good day. And I've extended my walk a little bit this morning to bring this all into fruition. Bye all, have a great day, and I'll be listening for the Octavers episodes number 5, October 5th.